The DA is extremely concerned about the alarming contradictions between the IPED investigation into Colin Khoza's death and the Defence Force investigations, which appear to absolve the soldiers of any wrongdoing. We have therefore requested an urgent meeting of the Joint Standing Committee on Police and Defence to review both the IPED report and the internal investigation by the Defence Force so that we can get to the bottom of the matter once and for all and bring justice to the family of Colin Khoza and all other victims of police and law enforcement abuse during this time of lockdown. The DA will continue to hold the police and the Defence Force to account, and the Minister of Defence and Police must account to this Joint Standing Committee and commit to rooting out police abuse and violence meted out at the hands of the Defence Force going forward. The DA has long called for the demilitarization of our police service, as well as the strengthening of IPED's capacity and resources in order to hold the police to account. We cannot allow such brutality and abuse at the hands of our law enforcement agencies in a constitutional democracy.